We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
And welcome, joyful viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Outwater News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Pontarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatzú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatzú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, midwifery training helps save many lives in Afghanistan. In faith news, Myanmar or Burma prepares for the 2600th anniversary of the Shwandagon Pagoda. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 25th, is Bosnia and Herzegovina's National Day, honoring its re-establishment of statehood in 1943. Known as the Heart-Shaped Land, it is a mountainous country in southeastern Europe with incredible scenery. Bosnia and Herzegovina is the birthplace of two Nobel Prize winners, Mr. Ivo Andrić, a 1961 Nobel Prize laureate in literature, and Dr. Vladimir Prilog, a 1975 Nobel Prize laureate in chemistry. Outstanding architecture can be seen at the old bridge area of the old city of Mostar and Mehmed Pasa Sokolovic Bridge of Bezgrad. Both locales are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization or UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Today is also Suriname's Independence Day, celebrating its autonomy achieved in 1975. Situated in northern South America, Suriname is known for its remarkable beauty. It is home to Central Suriname Nature Reserve, one of the largest safeguarded areas of rainforest in the world. A UNESCO World Heritage Site, the protected region is 1.6 million hectares and habitat for 400 bird species and over 5,000 types of plants. Suriname is also recognized as a place of diverse cultures living harmoniously. May the gentle people of Bosnia and Herzegovina have a splendid National Day, and the kind residents of Suriname have a wonderful Independence Day.
News: lives lost as storms hit Italy. As of Wednesday, November 23rd, severe weather resulted in four fatalities due to flooding and landslides in Messina province on the island of Sicily. The deaths occurred in the town of Saponara, where muddy torrents damaged a number of homes, swept away vehicles and washed out bridges. However, fire crews were able to rescue at least five other people, while some 100 soldiers were sent to help stranded residents. The downpours affected travel in the Aeolian Islands near Sicily, as well as parts of southern Italy, also prompting the closure of schools, as officials advised residents to stay at home for their safety. Interior Minister Anna Maria Cancellieri went to visit storm-hit Messina, and President Giorgio Napolitano sent his condolences as he appealed for special care among fellow citizens who have built their homes in steeply sloped areas. Our appreciation, Italian officials, soldiers and other emergency personnel, for your prompt and caring response to ease conditions for the storm affected, as we also send sympathies for those who have lost loved ones. May such weather intensities be swiftly minimized through humanity's kinder care of our shared earthly abode.
Volcanic activity affects Chile, Uruguay, Argentina and Guatemala as quakes strike Bolivia, Peru, Turkey, Greece and Japan. Ash from the eruption of Chile's Puyehue volcano disrupted over 30 flights in Uruguay on Tuesday, November 22nd, shrouding almost all of the country and causing flight cancellations at the Carrasco International Airport in Montevideo. Meanwhile, reduced visibility in Buenos Aires, Argentina prompted the delay or cancellation of over 20 domestic and international flights. Also on Tuesday, Guatemalan officials said that the volcano de Fuego was spewing ash clouds up to 2 kilometers into the air, with rock avalanches occurring on its upper slopes as explosions brought strong booming noises and shockwaves that could be felt up to 15 kilometers away. On Tuesday afternoon in Bolivia, a major 6.6 magnitude earthquake striking 60 kilometers southwest of Trinidad caused residents to flee their homes in the capital La Paz, 350 kilometers away, as well as in northern Chile. On Wednesday morning, a magnitude 5.0 earthquake rumbled the seafloor off the coast of Chile's Los Lagos region with a 4.9 magnitude tremor that then shook the central Peruvian regions of Apurimac, Cusco and Arequipa as the third such quake to occur within 2 days.
In the early hours of Wednesday, quake devastated eastern Turkey was rattled by a 4.4 magnitude tremor centered just 37 kilometers northeast of Van, followed by a shallow magnitude 5.3 quake that struck the Greek island of Crete, centered 111 kilometers south of Heraklion. This was followed less than 2 hours later by another tremor of magnitude
4.8. A tremor measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale then hit on Thursday near the east coast of Honshu, Japan, 101 kilometers southeast of Fukushima. There were fortunately no new damages noted at the stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, nor were there reports of significant damage or injuries for any of the other events. Our appreciation officials and experts monitoring the situations to ensure public safety. May such potential hazards be alleviated through our more gentle regard for all fellow beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
sông núi ngổn ngang sâu, rừng nung cháy và non mòn suối cạn, chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu.
Biển cả sông dài,
hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài.
Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn,
hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới
để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc vùng hoa.
Này kim hỡi thôi hãy ngừng tổn thức, cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lớt lao. Quằn thắt giữa hàng đông, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biến đào nguyên.
Anh ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 425. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Thanksgiving News from the United States. The Thanksgiving holiday in the USA represents a day for families to get together, but also a time to share gratitude through charitable deeds to help the less fortunate. Inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's examples across decades of service for those in need, especially on holidays, some of our local association members set out to make humble contributions in their communities. In the states of Arizona and Virginia, care packages with warm clothes, personal hygiene items such as soap and towels, and fresh vegan food and candies were delivered with love to the homeless.
Happy Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Thank you very much for the help.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Loving Heart in Ledgewood, New Jersey, donated vegan canned goods, cookies, and juices to a local church whose pastor received them gladly, saying that they would benefit the 300 homeless people soon to arrive for a holiday meal. In Los Angeles County, California, USA, One World Vegetarian Cuisine, another vegan restaurant, encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's teachings of compassion for all, cooked and served nutritious home-style Thanksgiving dinners that were 100% cruelty-free for residents of a homeless shelter. The entirely vegan meals that included turkey with traditional stuffing and gravy drew many delighted comments from the diners. Meanwhile, as Supreme Master Ching Hai always remembers our other fellow inhabitants in need, two animal sanctuaries in Florida, USA, also received gifts in the form of necessary supplies.
Thank you.
Real tactful Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving too.
For being there for us.
Without a doubt.
Thank you and happy Thanksgiving. And Lord bless you, good people. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving.
On this Thanksgiving, we thank all organizations and individuals who have extended their care to our disadvantaged human and animal neighbors. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's role model of selflessness in action, as we are lovingly reminded toward thoughtful deeds. May the day be soon when all beings can give thanks for a kind and peaceful world.
Australian heroes honoured. 10 brave citizens were recognised in Sydney on Tuesday, November 22nd at the annual Pride of Australian National Medals for their efforts in bettering their communities.
Among the winners were Mr. Derek Pingle and his wife, Chris,
were presented with a Community Spirit Medal for their selfless efforts in coordinating the Lockyer Valley flood relief efforts, while helicopter pilots Mark Kempton, Mark Turner and Darren Parsons were given heroism medals for rescuing 43 stranded people from rooftops and treetops during a flood. The outstanding Bravery Medal went to Mr. Trevor Burns, who despite danger to himself saved diving guide Miss Elise Frankham, while teacher Paul Simpson was honoured posthumously for his efforts to rescue students from a riptide earlier this year. Finally, both the Child of Courage and the first ever People's Choice Awards went to 14-year-old Cohen Ashton, who despite severely impaired lung function as he awaits a double transplant, embarked on a 2,000-kilometre jet ski trip down the Murray River to raise awareness on the importance of organ donation. We join in warm accolades all awardees for your remarkable efforts in making a difference to your communities. Blessed be such endeavours in inspiring us all towards such noble generosity of spirit and love.
Legendary Japanese comedian remembered the nation lost one of her most beloved storytellers as Tatikawa Dunshi passed away at the age of 75 on Monday, November 21st. Mr. Dunshi, whose birth name was Katsuyoshi Matsuoka, was regarded as a master of the art of Rakugo storytelling, where the performer weaves incredible comedic tales containing several characters using only a paper fan and small cloth as props. Distinguished with the top rank of Shinuchi among Rakugo entertainers, Mr. Dunshi went on to establish his own school for the art form and also became a popular television host known for his wit and distinct voice on the comedy show Shoten. Besides his role as a performer, Mr. Dunshi also served as a member of the House of Councillors and as Parliamentary Vice Minister of Okinawa Development. We respectfully offer our condolences to the family and many admirers of Mr. Tatikawa Dunshi, whose gift of laughter will be immortalized with his memory. May his soul rest peacefully in the light and grace of heaven.
save our planet. U Energy Technologies Company in Maryland, USA introduces prototypes in November 2011 of motion power strips designed like speed bumps to receive kinetic energy transferred from rolling vehicles through pavement, which can then power streetlights and even homes.
Save Our Planet. As published on November 19, 2011, US researchers find that the pumping of groundwater from the High Plains aquifer in the central part of the country has reduced stream flows, endangering native fish and their aquatic ecosystems, as well as affecting entire land areas adjoining the waterways.
Save Our Planet. At least 100 elephants die at the Hwange National Park in Zimbabwe, with thousands more threatened as record high temperatures in November 2011 and irregular rainfall patterns affect the country.
Hi, I'm Cock-a-Doodle Dandy the Rooster, and I'm following the diet of kindness. I'm a blissful vegan. Today, I'm going to share a tip for the household. By performing some routine maintenance on your roof's gutters, you can help to keep them free of debris like leaves and twigs. This allows them to do their job of controlling the water around your home. There are effective tools to help you with this task, such as spray spouts and gutter guards, which you can find at your local home improvement store. This is a job that you may consider hiring a handy person to help you with. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from the United States, Florida celebrates plant-based eating. The second annual Tampa Bay Veg Fest was held at Cotentia Before Brook Park. The event was presented by Florida Voices for Animals, a non-profit animal advocacy group in Tampa. Local restaurants hosted booths serving veg meals, healthy living and eco-friendly exhibitors, cooking demonstration, live music, activities for children, and well-known speakers, including popular vegan comedian Ms. Carol Leifer, were also featured.
I would encourage everybody out there to just think a little more about what you're eating. I went vegan when I was 51. You can do it anytime. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Our association members serve delicious plant-based cuisine such as creamy curry, noble Philly sub, and vegan jumbo drumsticks at Loving Heart booth. Loving Heart is part of the international family of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai to provide the opportunity to enjoy nutritious, cruelty-free vegan meals. Some of those attending explained why they think the diet of kindness is important.
Multiple reasons, I think. I mean, one of the first things for me was actually, like, just the health of it. Also, just caring for the planet, being more aware of what we're consuming.
Yeah, it's less environmental impact than animal-based products. It's my major reason.
Be veg, go green to save the planet. I know being a vegetarian was the best decision I ever made, so I'm sure being vegan will be the other best decision I'll ever make.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
To share the news of the vegan solution to climate change, our association members offered attendees complimentary copies of Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. SOS flyers were also distributed. It is such good news to hear of another Veg Fest Tampa. Our heartfelt gratitude, Florida Voices for Animals, Ms. Carol Leifer, and all who participated in promoting the compassionate lifestyle. May each being be cherished and respected to bring about a paradise on earth.
In health news, midwifery training helped save many lives in Afghanistan. Beginning in 2008, World Vision International has collaborated with a local humanitarian organization to hold 18-month midwifery courses. The young women students return to their rural communities after graduating and help women giving birth. In Hazarajat region, a team led by Dr. Sarah Pickworth of the United Kingdom has trained 300 midwives to teach basic healthcare skills and conduct monitoring for more than 20,000 mothers and children each month. Currently, over 90,000 parents across 5 districts attend their group sessions. Our earnest appreciation, World Vision International and Afghani organization, Dr. Sarah Pickworth, all staff and midwives, for your dedication to Afghani mothers and babies. May the recipients enjoy lives filled with good health and happiness with Allah's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, the sacred Shwe Dagor Pagoda in Myanmar or Burma is being prepared for the 2600th anniversary celebration. Or take a drink of fresh juice, don't go too far. Stay tuned for more rejuvenating news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, meaningful news for a significant world. In faith news, Myanmar or Burma prepares for the 2600th anniversary of the Shwe Dagor Pagoda. The most sacred Buddhist site for the people of the nation, it is famous around the world. Built in 588 BCE and located in Yangon, Shwe Dagor Pagoda contains remnants of Lord Buddha. It is also covered with hundreds of gold plates and encrusted with over 4,500 diamonds. The pagoda is being renovated in preparation for the grand celebration on a full moon day in March 2012. New tiling, installation of elevators, a modernized display of the life of the Lord Buddha at the museum, and other enhancements are being readied for the important day. Our sincere congratulations, faithful people of Myanmar, Burma. May Buddha abundantly bless you as you prepare for this uplifting day.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Gaelic, a language spoken in Ireland, Scotland and Isle of Man, entitled Breathing Problems.
Ibrahim Chakrocht Glater Sha Tajakrad Algum Eg Anloom Tamiga Humlan Rita Ath Anl Damnu Captain Gwilme Contisum Ilega Ibra Shakadem Aquina Usel Okanach in a Wilti Gleok Glater Tame Eg Talifon North Agath Faster Ibra Shakadem Aquina Usel Ta Oherkar Era Malak An Athmachim Glater Nilum Ibra Shakadem Herdavi Ayena Vagat Riva Husagun Jakrocht Algut Eg Anloom Glater Egre Onagaridin
And now for our viewers' hotline on vegetarianism in religions. This scroll is also available in our online archives.
Amazing! My religion is Christianity. Thank you, Elmo from Germany.
Elevated Elmo, thank you for your sincere message. As you know, in their holy origins, all religions advocated the adoption of the compassionate plant-based diet. May you and the caring people of Germany be graced with divine joy and love.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you always be protected by heaven's loving embrace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Delegates from Russia and the United States sign an agreement that allows the issuance of 3-year multi-entry visas to visitors and business people from both nations toward a goal of mutual visa-free travel.
Reuters news agency reports that government officials from Pakistan and leaders of the Taliban movement are holding exploratory peace talks, starting with a focus in the south that will be extended to all tribal areas based on its success.
In Brazzaville, Republic of the Congo, a workshop sponsored by UNICEF is held with participation of government officials, heads of various UN agencies, and representatives of indigenous peoples to increase awareness and advance the rights of the country's indigenous population.
The government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, and three of the country's armed ethnic groups, the Karen National Union, or KNU, Shan State Army South, or SSA South, Chin National Front, or CNF, agree to a ceasefire as well as joint cooperation and negotiations for peaceful conflict resolution.
During 2 days of talks in Brussels, Belgium, representatives from Serbia and Kosovo agree to recognize each other's university diplomas, as they also pledge to continue talks toward resolving disputes and improving relations.
U.S. Hollywood actress January Jones releases a public service announcement sponsored by conservation organization Oceana to raise awareness about the plight of sharks and the need to protect them.
In a meeting together, President of Pakistan Asif Ali Zardari and Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov agree to increase bilateral cooperation in trade and energy, as they also pledge to mutually contribute to peace in the region.
To assist those affected by the October earthquake in Turkey, Armenian musicians Arto Tanzboyasyan and Ara Dingshan hold a charity concert in New York City, USA, inviting other fellow musicians who perform a variety of Armenian, Kurdish, Turkish and Arabic songs.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.